Heraclon Publishing presents Dime Crime, Volume 3, This One's Trouble. Written by Peter Sellers. Narrated by Mark Hebscher. Backroom Boys. At 1:30, after the backroom had closed, Kevin served us draft beer in coffee cups. We could have drunk from bottles because no cops ever came, but Kevin had been well brought up and liked to break the law discreetly. The back room was a live music club at the rear of an Italian joint on Bloor Street across the road from the Royal Conservatory of Music. I didn't work there myself. I had a job in a bookstore on Yonge Street at St. Clair, but I was drinking a fair amount in those days, and the back room was as good a place as any to do it. The music was okay most of the time. Occasionally, Kevin would slip me free food, and it seemed like a good place to meet chicks. Sometimes, after hours, the musicians would stick around, try out new tunes, and tell stories about life on the road. When they talked about the number of girls they'd had, I got to wishing I could play an instrument. Unfortunately, I wasn't musical. In grade 4, when every kid had to be in the choir, the teacher took me aside and told me just to mouth the words. The musicians would describe gigs they played, from yacht club dances to bars in Northern Ontario with screens in front of the stage to protect them from beer bottles and draft glasses. One balladeer, who sang of peace and romantic love, was booked into such a place by an unhappy accident. When the bottles would reach him, the locals pressed their faces against the screen and spat at him. "Thank you," he'd say after each booed song. "I'm so glad you liked that one. Here's another new tune you might enjoy." Kevin had run the back room since spring. He had made the leap from waiter to manager on the strength of one stroke of good fortune. His girlfriend had previously gone out with the piano player for the band Jerry Spoon and the Tectonic Plates. The Plates played three nights a week at the Victoria Hotel, a rundown dive at Queen and Soho. Every night, the residents of the hotel sat at a round table in front of the stage getting drunk and noisy. The rest of the crowd was loud and mostly pissed, and the owner, a former CFL fullback, kept in shape by physically throwing out the most rowdy. Jerry and the band wanted a better gig. Kevin saw his chance. The backroom's music budget was $400 a week. For one guy and a guitar, that wasn't bad. For a five-piece band, it was laughable, even in 1977. But Jerry and the boys were so anxious to get out of the Victoria that they took the offer with little haggling. The usual working week was Tuesday to Saturday, four sets a night, from 9 till 1. The Plates would play Tuesday, and they got all the food and beer they could consume. That was sure to add up to more than $400, but Kevin figured it was worth it.